Somewhere in Milwaukee, there's snow covering concrete, and I still see you walking away. And I tried to say I'm sorry, and that frozen rain kept falling, and I couldn't find the words to make you stay. Choked up all that freezing wind, I bit my tongue until it bled, holding back the words till my lungs turned blue. And I still see your fingerprints running across my frostbitten skin. All I'm breathing in is the truth.
Song on the Texas music charts, currently still a top 10 for this youngster. Joining us here on Iron Country 101.9 FM, 1490 AM, streaming live worldwide on ironcountry.fm and on the big radio app, Mr. Wyatt Flores is joining us on Iron Country. And Wyatt, thank you so much for taking some time. And it's great to speak to you. The last time we talked, it was after your show at the Ryman, opening up for Charles Wesley Godwin. How's everything been since December for you and your camp? Your star is ever more ascending every single week, my man.
Man, it's been a long time since I've seen you since the Ryman. But yeah, no, it's been absolutely crazy and just enjoying everything while I can and taking it all in, and just happy to be playing shows this summer and doing a lot of festival gigs. That's been a lot of fun for us.
Yeah, we'll get to all the major venues that you performed at in the last 6 months, call it. You were just in Colorado, opening up for Turnpike Troubadours at Red Rocks, that Ryman show with Charles, and the Grand Ole Opry as well. But now you've sung Milwaukee in Milwaukee before, but you were just telling me while Milwaukee was playing that one of the times you played it while opening up for Charlie Crockett at the Rave, you didn't exactly know the lyrics. So what is the story behind the tune we just heard on Iron Country Milwaukee from Wyatt Flores? Again, your former number one hit on the Texas radio scene.
So the song, really, we were sitting down and I got invited to go write with some friends, and I sat down and Graham Barham just right off the bat just said, somewhere in Milwaukee, and there's snow covering concrete, and that's how the entire song started, and I loved it right away, and then we just went to writing it, and it was done, and really, it didn't take us too long. The song just talked to us, and there it was. But yeah, no, we were also sitting there going, well, we definitely need to leave it Milwaukee and not try and change it to some other place, because we're like, Milwaukee needs their song. And yeah, no, that really, it's just about all the times where you you really just you love someone, but you can't fully commit, and then whenever you let them go, you're regretting it the entire time as they're walking away. And man, that's been true for me one too many times, in my opinion. But when I was opening up for Charlie Crockett, I forgot that I even had that song, because I guess that would have been 6 months after I wrote it is when we were there in Milwaukee for the first time. And then I was like, man, I should try and play this song. And then I got up there, and it ended up just being me and my keys player, Clem, and the rest of the band got off the stage, and I absolutely butchered it. I totally forgot every single word, and I got scared that it was not good. So I'm very excited to be coming back this week and getting the chance to finally sing it full band and have it all down and fully recorded and put out into the world.
Again, that song is kind of more of an exercise in songwriting as opposed to truly breaking someone's heart or getting your heart broke here in the Cheesehead State of Wisconsin and in the city of Milwaukee then, eh?
Yes, very much so. I'm hoping that my heart does not get broken in Milwaukee.
Again, he is Wyatt Flores joining us here on Iron Country, 101.9 FM, 1490 AM, streaming live worldwide on ironcountry.fm and on the Big Radio app as well. You are just 22 years old, but when you listen to your songs, Wyatt, off of your first two albums, your first two EPs, you got from 2023, Life Lessons and Half Life, that was just released this past April in 2024. Your lyrics are wise beyond their years, but just at 22, I mean, how have you lived a life to form the songs that you have? Is it just something that you've instinctually been born with? Or is it the fact that, hey, man, I've traveled everywhere across this nation. I've experienced a lot of things. I've lived these songs.
Oh man, a lot of it was just from my younger selves of hearing stories and then really just wanting to take my stories that I have and turn them into songs. But yeah, ever since I've really hit the road and I left my home state and tried to follow this dream, there's just been so much that happens, and there's so much that happens in just 1 week that, you know, normally doesn't happen for any other human. So it's, there's so many experiences that I have that it's hard to bundle them all up, but yeah, these songs are the best I can explain them.
How long have you been doing this, Wyatt? Again, just 22 years old and seeing pictures on your own Instagram. I mean, heck, it could be just from last week or several years ago, but you have just been doing this since you've just looked like a little kid, and you've really come of age over the past several years as well.
Yeah, I didn't really fully start playing in bars and stuff until 2020, right when COVID hit, was when I got my start and started playing really in front of people and trying to write songs. So yeah, I guess it's been 4 years.
I mean, you've had a hell of a rise up, and I read some articles from your last performance at Laura Cove just a couple weeks ago. The best set ever. That was on multiple publications too. How was that gig? Before we get to you at the Rhyme and the Grand Ole Opry and Red Rocks as well. I mean, traveling all throughout the nation. Laurel Cove, where does that sit in the pantheon of your own performances? Since, well, it's up there for theirs.
Well, back in 2022 is my first time getting to go to that festival, and honestly, without that festival, my music would have never turned into what it is, and I never knew that music existed. And so it meant a whole lot to get to even play there, you know, and headline the festival, because, my music isn't what they usually put on, and it meant the absolute world to me. But the crowd there just fully appreciates music. And honestly, I've been calling it Kentucky Rocks, because it's like that festival is like the Kentucky version of Red Rocks. And it's the coolest experience that I've ever gotten to have, and to play in front of those folks and then be that quiet and then do the encore with us while the sound guys unplugged us. And yeah, no, it was one of the coolest full circle moments that I've ever had.
Yeah. You just went to that fest like for the first time as a fan, and then you got invited to play, correct? I mean, that really is truly a full circle moment for you. I mean, my God.
No, it definitely was.
Wow. He's Wyatt Flores joining us here on Iron Country. Check out his website, Wyatt WyattFloresMusic.com. That's where you can get the albums, the EPs, all the merchandise. Again, WyattFloresMusic.com. But why I go back all the time, whether we play a Charles Wesley Godwin tune, a Cole Chaney song, or one of your songs here in regular rotation, that night at the Ryman, I have never seen an artist. I've seen hundreds, maybe not thousands of shows, but hundreds of shows. I have never seen an artist get as emotional on stage as you did that night, and then watching videos from your performance at Red Rocks, opening up for the Turnpike Troubadours, your performance in the Circle at the Grand Ole Opry. I mean this with all due respect. You getting emotional on the stage is almost what makes the show for the fans. Can you kind of take us into that moment? That does it just, the moment simply doesn't get too big for you, but are you just overcome with emotion that, hey, we're all here for the same purpose, to share in an experience, and you just let it all pour out in front of your fans?
Well, I mean, I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of other artist friends, and really what we do as artists is we sit there and pour our hearts out on stage every single night, and people just watch it bleed. And eventually I just got comfortable with it to the point where I could just simply say exactly what it feels like to feel and what I'm going through and how much it means to me that I get to play at these places, because I sit back and I smell the roses pretty much. And I see where I'm at, and I try and take it all in while I can, because I remember all the hole in the wall bars that I played in. And I remember all the nights of driving myself and not having a team and just doing it all by my lonesome. And there I am getting to sit on stage with band members that I actually love and care about, and to get in front of fans that actually appreciate music, it'll get me pretty much every time.
Yeah, getting choked up is exactly what we want to see from an artist. You know, we're there for the show, but the raw emotion that we're feeling, the goosebumps up and down our arms, it's good to see that it's just not another gig for you guys up on the stage again at the Ryman, opening up for Charles. Then you performed at the Grand Ole Opry, Turnpike Troubadours at Red Rocks. You said, hey, I see my mom and dad. And then you stepped away from the microphone. All the cheers. This is exactly why you do it. And your emotion spills into your songs as well. The second song we're going to feature here is your tune, Running Out of Time. It's a lead track off of your latest EP album, Half-Life. What's the story behind it, this song? And there's also a cool story on the backside that we'll share with your latest performance down at Tailgate and Tall Boys. But what can you tell us about Running Out of Time before we play it here on Iron Country?
In 2022, I lost three friends. One was just a kid, and he was ejected out of a Tahoe, just being kids in Southwest Oklahoma, and they were trying to jump the highway. And then later on that year, I lost a fellow musician that I don't believe my music would have ever came out if it wasn't for him. His name was Jake Flint, and I was supposed to be at his wedding, and I wasn't there because I didn't see the invite. And I was too busy chasing down a dream. And then 24 hours later after that, we had lost a family friend of ours that had been battling breast cancer for 3 years. And just losing people that were way too young to be dying at their age. And really, just after you go to so many funerals, you start wondering what yours might look like, and you know, what are you going to do in this life? Because I've watched too many people waste theirs, and I was happy to see that no matter how old my friends were that did pass away, they lived their life to the absolute fullest, and they did more for the community than anyone will ever realize. And that's kind of life I want to live.
Absolutely. He is Wyatt Flores joining us here on Iron Country. And let's hear his second track featured on these radio airwaves, Running Out of Time. These lyrics perfectly encapsulate what we've been talking about. The emotion, the living your life. You got to open your eyes here on Iron Country. So it's Wyatt Flores and Running Out of Time on Crossroads on Iron Country.
It's quiet in the room, flowers all around. I hate to say it's you, have to put you in the ground. Your mama's holding tight to your daddy's hand. It's hard to say goodbye to you, my old friend. I hear you say, are you gonna wake
wake up before you close your eyes. Are you gonna hold the ones you love so tight? We're gonna die, gonna die. So do what makes you feel alive. We're running out of time, running out of time. Most people die at 27, get buried at 72. Do you ever think of heaven or where you're headed to? Will you be remembered when you're long gone? Or will you be another headstone on a lawn? I hear you say, from the grave. Are you gonna wake up before you close your eyes? Are you gonna hold? We're gonna die, gonna die. Still what makes you feel alive. We're running out of time, running out of time. Are you gonna wake up before you close your eyes? Are you gonna hold the ones you love so tight? We're gonna die, gonna die.
Time. Wyatt Flores here on Crossroads on Iron Country 101.9 FM, 1490 AM, streaming live worldwide on our website, ironcountry.fm, and on the Big Radio app as well. Check out his music on his website, WyattFloresMusic.com. He's available on YouTube. He's got a bunch of music videos there, also on Spotify. That's where I normally listen to him at the gym, but he's kind enough to join us on Crossroads on Iron Country. And Wyatt, that song, unbelievable. The lyrics are hard-hitting. You know, we talked about the emotion in the first half of this interview, but what is the difference in emotion that you feel performing that song at the Ryman or at Red Rocks, opening up for Turnpike, or performing in front of 50, 100, 150 people in a parking lot just south of us here in Illinois this past weekend at Tailgate and Tall Boys? Why don't you tell the fans that might not be familiar with this story from this past weekend what it was all about, and just what you were feeling singing that song in front of the people braving the weather at Tailgate and Tall Boys?
Man, it was a heck of a lot of fun since, you know, sadly weather came in and we weren't allowed to play, so we took it to the parking lot and got in the back of someone's truck bed and had the entire band and did a little acoustic performance. And yeah, playing Running Out of Time is a lot of fun, because for a long time I didn't have this music out, and I knew I was going to release it, but I was still waiting on my project Life Lessons to come out. So there was a whole bunch of new songs that we played and inside of an hour and a half set. And it's good to finally show, like, have the music out, watch people sing the song back to us. That's always the craziest thing, is when you get to just see them and they're smiling and having a good time and singing along. It's truly one of the coolest things as a songwriter as well, to see people relate to it.
Now, do you treat any gig differently than any other, being at the Ryman, in the Circle, in the Grand Ole Opry at Red Rocks, or were you in the back of that truck bed in rural Illinois, in the middle of a farm field, singing in front of just a handful of folks. Do you treat every single performance just the same? Because, hey, much like Michael Jordan used to say, I'm going to play every game because one kid might be there with his dad, might not ever see me again. How do you treat all these different individual performances? Or is it every single time game 7 of the World Series?
Pretty much it's been the same for me. I'll play to anyone that cares to listen. That's about how it goes for me. I don't know. When I get on stage, I do my thing and I don't really know how to describe it. It's just been one of those things that's kind of evolved and I'll play to anyone that'll listen. That's kind of just how I've been and how I plan to keep it.
He is Wyatt Flores joining us here on Crossroads on Iron Country. Check out his website, WyattFloresMusic.com. Music available wherever you get yours, YouTube, Spotify, anywhere and everywhere. But Wyatt, before I let you go, just in case someone is somewhat familiar with you, we play Milwaukee all the time here in regular rotation. I've played West of Tulsa on the show before. You just heard Running Out of Time. What one or maybe two Wyatt Flores tunes would you tell somebody to say, hey, this kind of perfectly encapsulates my songwriting and singing ability or tells my story the best? Do you have a song that you would recommend to somebody who has never heard you before? You got to listen to this. That's pretty much who I am as a singer-songwriter.
Oh, man, that's a tough one because my music, it all varies. I've done the best job that I possibly can to try and have different styles of music. And I think I'd kind of have to know what music they like, but really, for me, if you want to know me, really I'd say listen to Orange Bottles and
Orange Bottles, that's the lead track off of your Life Lessons album, isn't it?
Life Lessons. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've played Orange Bottles on the show. Hopefully, I've been able to legally can play that. But
well,
just don't tell your record label or anything.
Well, that's definitely one I'd show people. But the other one would be probably Losing Sleep. I was still a young writer back then, but... that's kind of where it all started, and I don't know. I've progressed through the years, but at the same time, that's the style that I still like to have.
All right. Orange Bottles and Losing Sleep. Yeah, those are two tracks that I know that I've played here on Crossroads before. Again, he's Wyatt Flores, kind enough to join us here on Iron Country, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM. Just a couple more quick ones, Wyatt, before we let you go. And... you know, back in the day, you went viral for your song, Please Don't Go, that we've played before and we will hear at the end of this interview. But before we get to where you've been and your song going platinum, where are you going now? I know Charles Wesley Godwin at that show at the Ryman famously said, I don't know where this kid is going next, but I know I'm going to be opening up for him at Madison Square Garden in a couple years. So what's next for Wyatt Flores? You working on any albums? I know you can't probably say too much, but what's on the docket for you here on this Here, There, and Gone tour?
Man, we got another tour lined out after this one, which I can't say much about. But we're going to be busy all year long, and there's a lot of cool places we're getting to go, and I'm really excited. And really, I'd like to say thank you to the fans that have ever given us a chance or even a listen or bought a ticket, because this means a lot to me. But this week is our last week to be in the van. I just found out that we're finally getting a bus come July 4th, and that means a lot to me because this team has worked hard for it, and I'm very proud of them. And I've pushed them real hard before, and they've earned it. But I want to say thank you to the fans, because we wouldn't be able to do so without them. And yeah, I am working on another my first debut album. It's on production wise. I am so proud of it. I've finally gotten to have all the tools that I felt like I haven't had beforehand to really get to create a bigger picture of what goes on in my mind. And I'm very lucky to have worked with the musicians and the producers to get this where I want it. And also on the songwriting aspect, I've really taken a different change, and I've been writing a lot happier songs, and I hope that I've never been good at writing happy songs, so I hope folks don't think it's too cheesy. But now I'm definitely excited to show the diversity of this next project.
He's Wyatt Flores joining us here on Crossroads on Iron Country. And Wyatt, the moment you get a full copy of that album, please send it our way. We'll spin it, all the singles, all the songs off of it. I always tell artists, I can almost guarantee you that no other radio station in the country plays as much Charles Wesley Godwin, Cody Jinks, Ward Davis, Wyatt Flores. So whenever you finish up that album, send it our way, and we'll definitely get it in rotation, my man. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight. Before I officially let you go, we got to play one final song. Your hit that just went platinum, Please Don't Go, really kind of launched your career, sent you into the stratosphere. You went viral for this one. What's the tale behind this tune?
I was going through it, and the person that I loved at the time was also going through it. And the way it all went viral was for me to finally say what the song was actually about. A lot of people just thought that it was a breakup song, but truthfully, it's all about mental health, and neither her or I was doing good. But all I knew is that I couldn't lose her, and that's what the entire song's about, is trying to save someone from doing harm.
Now, if I remember correctly, you kind of sandwiched this song along with the Frey cover, correct? While you were at the Ryman, those songs kind of mean sort of mostly the same thing for you and your career and your mental health, correct?
Yeah. So pretty much, I guess for me, How to Save a Life is my Please Don't Go, as Please Don't Go is to the fans, I guess, is the best way that I can describe it. And I just got lucky enough that they kind of are in the same key, so it's a very easy transition to get to one song to the next.
Well, you definitely do it seamlessly. Wyatt, we're going to spin whatever new songs, whatever albums you send us, and we look forward to seeing where you might travel down the road, whether it's your own show at the Ryman, in the Grand Ole Opry, headlining Red Rocks or Laurel Cove. You're truly now a new member of the Iron Country family. We couldn't be more proud of you here in the state line area in Wisconsin and Illinois, my man.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
No, Wyatt, thank you. Let's close out the interview with Wyatt Flores here on Crossroads on Iron Country with his viral sensation, Please Don't Go.
Broken glass, my picture frame scattered on the floor. You're screaming at me, you can't take it anymore. I try and hold you, you just push me away. This ain't nothing new, 'cause we just did this yesterday. Times are getting hard, hits you like a bullet through your heart. Been tearing me apart and it's killing you, I know. Said won't you stay with me, I can't keep going if you leave. Ain't how it's supposed to be, so please don't go. Fire's in your eyes, I miss the ocean blue. I miss the blonde-haired girl that I thought I once knew. It's hard to reason with the voices in your head. And it's been 3 damn days since you've gotten out of bed. Times are getting hard, hits you like a bullet through your heart. Been tearing me apart and it's killing you, I know. Said won't you stay with me, I can't keep going if you leave. Ain't how it's supposed to be, so please don't go. like a bullet through your heart. Been tearing me apart and it's killing you, I know. Said, won't you stay with me? I can't keep going if you leave. Ain't how it's supposed to be, so please don't go. Said, won't you stay with me? I can't keep going if you leave. Ain't how it's supposed to be, so please don't go. Said, please don't go. Said, please don't go. Please don't go home.
It's Wyatt Flores. Please don't go. Crossroads on Iron Country, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM. It was an absolute pleasure talking with Wyatt, and we cannot wait to see what's in store for the rest of that young man's illustrious career. My, oh my. Already has performed at the Ryman. Already in the Circle in the Grand Ole Opry. Already at Red Rocks. Man, I don't know where else he could go, but he's going there, that's for damn sure. But Wyatt Flores joining us here on Crossroads on Iron Country, all being brought to us by Boxcars Pub and Grub on Allen Street in downtown Clinton. Kick it in, do a quick break here on the Crossroads, coming back with more of the tunes that no one else in the State Line area has the stones to play. This is Crossroads on Iron Country. Don't you dare be touching that damn dial.